Okay, we got our doctor smocks on.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. The nipple mites are here to chew on you.
Doctor, doctor, these are real medical stories. Now, please remember, Brad and John are not doctors in real life. We only play them on the radio. But we are board certified in malpractice. And we get all different kinds of medical journals that come in here every morning, and we peruse them and find only the most interesting stories. And today, we were going through the Molecular Biology and Evolution Journal and came across this story about nipple mites. Now, we tell this story here while there might still be a segment of our audience in bed right now.
Are they related to just normal bed mites?
Because that's when the nipple mites come and get you.
If you sleep on your chest.
These are bed bugs that are called nipple mites. They are microscopic in size.
Areola ants.
They're like 0.3 millimeters long. Here's what they do. They have sex on your face while you're sleeping and on your nipples. They live in hair follicles on your face and nipples.
And it's just a party all night long.
While you're sleeping, they're getting it on your body. They subsist on the oil released from your pores.
Oh, yeah, that's where the grease goes.
And they love it.
That's what the grease is for.
Yeah, they love that.
Want to go get greasy tonight?
So they will mate on your face and your nipples during the night. And since they exist by eating the
oil. You always wanted to have a three-way. You just never knew you were.
Since they exist by eating the oil released in your pores, they may eventually just live permanently inside you. They may decide, if you got enough oil going on there, they may decide, you know what, I'm here forever.
And if you got a beard, that's just a nightclub that's open 24/7.
You won't even know. They're
living there rent free.
They are exclusively nocturnal, and
sleep around, party all night, sleep all day.
Yeah, well, they don't have any UV protection.
That's why they hide in their beard.
And they cannot produce melatonin, so their sleeping is all goofed up, man. They can't. They're completely.
They got that love
up.
Hangover.
Yeah. So they. This is what will have. This is what happened to your body. This is probably getting people, inspiring people to jump out of bed right now and shower immediately and wash the nipple mites off the body now,
or get out a microscope and watch
the important.
Become a voyeur with a microscope.
I don't know if there are any of those kind of videos out there. The important
is that
part.
Is a category on Pornhub?
Nipple mites.
I want the nipple mites, man. Give me the Master Blaster mix.
The important part of this story here is the very end where they ask, what protection do we have from the nipple mites? What can we do if we don't want these on our body? And why would we want them on our body? Well, scientists say they aren't sure right now.
Did they do anything positive? I mean, is eating up the grease or the oil?
It opens your pores.
Okay.
They might do some pore opening for you.
I'm exfoliating right now. I'm not sure that's what he calls it, but.
Yeah, he's having fun exfoliating you. But scientists aren't really sure right now. However, you could go to some kind of nipple coverage at night. So if you're sleeping
with some pasties on.
Yes, if you sleep with some pasties on, that might be a good way to deter the nipple mites.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. The nipple mites are here to chew on you.
The Nipple Mites were also the name of a great new wave band in 1981. They didn't last very long, but man, they had it together.